she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
It's time. It's time for the Saturday Morning Test Drive, everybody. Tune in.
Tammy's sure it's time.
Tammy's ready. She wants to get this thing going.
She's already yelled at us.
Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
It's time.
Is it time?
It's time.
Sniper John today, filling in for Waddle. What's up, Sniper?
Hey, hey, everybody.
You're not going to mess up, are you?
I'm probably going to mess up, so just be ready for that.
We're totally going to spotlight it if you do.
No,
I just
don't
kidding.
Mind
we
at
probably
all.
Won't. And me, Sybil Summers. Phone number, 877-881-1053. If you have a question, go ahead and give us a call. That's what we're here for. Maybe you're going back and forth between two different cars. David and Tammy deal with all makes and all models, so they'll be able to give you an unbiased opinion. Or you can fan text us, as long as you're not driving, at 43733. And if you are looking for a new car, the best place to go is Autoflex Leasing. And David, how do people get in touch with you there?
You can reach us at either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area, and of course, autoflex.com. And now, on your mobile device, on your tablet or on your mobile phone, your smartphone, you can go to autoflex.com, set up a test drive, build a car, or maybe find out what your trade-in is worth. Just click on What's My Trade Worth and get a Black Book appraisal right there on your smartphone.
So easy to do.
Makes your phone smarter than it was.
That's right.
Yes.
Is it time for us to start the show now?
I guess. Ask Tammy.
Are you spotlighting that?
Can I pull back the curtain? So we're coming. We have that commercial break playing right before we go on the air. And as you hear the disclaimer, Tammy says, we were all having a conversation and she thought we were sidetracked. And she goes, it's time. It's time.
Well, I saw it was 9:01.
She like freaked out.
So,
oh my God, we're going to miss the radio show.
At some point, he would have just turned the mics on and everybody would have heard what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Which really, I think was the movie Starman for some reason.
Well, this is why I said to someone, hey, yellow means stop. You know, to be that, you know, the light's about to turn red.
Right.
I pretty well stop for the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everybody behind me hates it.
Does everybody remember the movie Starman? Probably they don't, but Jeff Bridges was in it, and he played a guy that came from space, and he had to learn all about Earth, and one of the things he had to do was learn how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
So he's riding with Jenny Hayden. That was her name in the movie, and he runs through a light, and it turns red. He's in the intersection, and she goes, you almost got us killed. She said, don't you know what yellow means? And he goes, yeah. He said, I watched you very carefully. Red light, stop. Green light, go. Yellow light, go very fast.
Which is true for some people.
Yes.
So how many of you drive like Starman, and how many of you drive like Terrified Tammy?
My hand is raised for the Starman column.
Although I want to say that Sybil, Miss Young Thing over here, I've never heard of that movie.
I hadn't.
Yeah. But it is, it's probably from the 80s or something. Anyway, it's an
about
old movie.
About 83, I think. 84.
Did you say Jeff Bridges was nominated for an award that year?
Yeah, he was nominated for Best Actor for his role
mm-hmm.
in Starman.
He gave a very Rain Man type
delivery
of those lines. And so apparently that's the way to do your movies these days, movie actors.
Yeah.
Just do it like Rain Man and you'll be nominated. You might even win.
I'm going to check it out one of these days. I'll give you guys a full report when I do.
Okay.
All right. Coming up this morning. And
now
this
about
is,
cars.
Now about cars, because this is one of the coolest things. I mean, every once in a while, a manufacturer does something that's revolutionary. It's going to change everyone's car experience.
I want to hug whoever thought of this and then whoever made it happen.
The 2013 Altima. This is brilliant. The 2013 Altima, you'll be able to fill the tires without a guess or a gauge. And this is really cool. You pull your car in, you take the air filler out. When you start putting air in your tire, your emergency flashers will start to blink.
To let you know that there's air going in.
And when the tire is filled to the proper capacity, your horn goes beep and honks, and you know how to stop. So you can fill your tires up and always have them right without a gauge and without having to guess how much air you're putting in. It's going to tell you.
I love that.
Isn't that brilliant?
Yes.
The people, the drive-on anoints that as the best automotive idea since brakes. And I'm right there.
Yeah.
I'm right there with them. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, that is great. And I'm sure all the manufacturers will follow suit shortly after with their own versions of it.
And they all need to follow suit with the other thing that Nissan and Infiniti offers, that around view monitor. This past week, we delivered a car to a nice lady that listens to the radio. She found out about us on the radio. And then her friend's daughter had a car with our license plates around Autoflex. So she asked about it. She says, oh, yes, I'm on my third car from them. Definitely, you know, go see them. So she did. And she test drove five different vehicles. We did our normal thing. She wasn't sure what she wanted. She was coming out of a luxury sedan, wanted to downsize, save some money, go to a crossover SUV. So we drove everything. She chose the Nissan Rogue.
Mm-hmm.
Guess why? The top of the line has the automatic headlights. She lives in a high-rise building, comes into that parking garage all the time, wants those lights to come on. That was a key feature. But along with all the other things, the ride and drive is really great. But it has that around view parking monitor.
What is that?
And that might not have been her cherry on top, but it was mine. That's the cameras that are all the way around the car. So you can see not just behind you when mm-hmm. you're backing up, but from the side and in the front.
So it's like you get on your video screen, you get a picture of everything in real time around the car.
That's really
cool. It's very cool.
You can pull into the tightest spot that you would never attempt mm-hmm. without like three people on the outside of your car saying, okay, a little more to the left, a little more to the right, okay, 2 inches back. You know, you'd need a crew back there, but with this around view monitor, you can do anything.
I love that.
I know, I do too. And that's the other thing that's so great. I love a camera all the way around the car. Mm-hmm. So those were the two key features about, and I think Nissan's just awesome anyway.
It sounds like it. They're pretty revolutionary.
Well, they were the first ones to come out with the Bluetooth and then the intelligent key and keyless entry on that trim level of car in their Altima before anybody else did. You could stay under $25,000 and still get those really cool features.
Mm-hmm. And if everyone remembers, they're the first one that had a car that talked to you.
Mm.
Yeah, the old Maxima that had the woman's voice.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Door is ajar.
Yes, that's her.
She wasn't way back in the day when I was still in college and I was working part-time at the body shop at Ferguson in Norman, Oklahoma. There was a Chrysler. Chrysler had a car that talked to you. And my little joke was there was one that came in that had been really smashed pretty badly in a wreck, and it was a totaled car. But Chrysler wanted them to rebuild this car to see what it was going to take to put it back together because it was one of the first ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a computer that was supposed to talk to you, open the door, and the door is open. And I said, well, what happens when you start, you know, grinding on that body panel? Is it going to start screaming? You know, anyway. So that was back in the 80s. So there were talking cars a while back. But.
That's right.
Okay, sorry. Well, I digress.
We've got a couple of fan texts. One, Mazda CX-5 or Kia Sportage? If I were going to do one, I'd do the Mazda, simply because I think it's a better vehicle.
They're good.
They're both good cars, but I like the Mazda better. Another fan text: curious about the Mazda CX-5. One baby, another in a year or so. Your thoughts? It's a good car. It's reliable. It leases well. We do a lot of them. In fact, it's really just a good car. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that car.
I'm sorry, I was reading this other text. The Challenger, did you say?
No, we're talking about the Mazda CX-5.
Oh, you were still on that one. I was reading another text.
Yeah.
I talked to my Mazda guy the other day, and he said he can barely keep these on the lot.
Yeah. Well, right
they're
now,
so,
we already have
such
two
hot
people
merchandise
asking about it on the fan text.
They're good cars. In between that and the Kia, I definitely go with the Mazda. It's mm-hmm. just, I think
I
it's,
agree.
It's a better car. Kia's come a long, long way, but I still think that there's a gap between the quality level there and at some of the other manufacturers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say I haven't driven the most recent Kia Sportage, so I can't speak from that, but I can speak from residual values and what we're dealing with on a daily basis for trade-in values. Go Mazda.
Yeah, the Mazda's going to beat it. Okay, David, I'm torn between a Challenger and a CTS-V. Which one do you think is the best choice? Two really different cars, because that Challenger is a fun car. It can be a really fast car equipped the right way. It's a good driving car, but the CTS-V, that's a rocket.
Again, I saw another one blow past. I don't know if it's the same guy. It's still over there in Richardson. I saw him just again the other day. This time, you know, I think I mentioned on a previous show that he drove by. I was going to turn out onto the service road, and I wasn't really paying attention to, you know, just la la la, waiting for my turn, and then goes past me, and I was like, what
so,
was that?
Yeah, it's sort of according to what you really want to drive. The Challenger certainly is a lot less money. CTSV is more luxurious, cost a lot more, very fast. If it's me, I take the CTSV just because not that into the retro.
Oh.
And it's got lots of great equipment. It's a good car. It's well configured. It's very comfortable.
Okay.
That's a Caddy, right? The CTSV?
Right.
And the V makes it very fast.
Right. And real quickly, we're talking about comparing the Mazda CX-5 to the Kia Sportage. Somebody says, I like the panoramic sunroof on the Kia and the look, but Mazda is the best.
There you go. Also,
any other suggestions?
The Datsun 200SX had a female voice. Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm.
Your seatbelt is unbuckled.
That wasn't a very feminine voice, David.
Your seatbelt. Okay.
Becca's saying hi from Fort Worth.
That's right. Hey, Becca.
Oh,
thanks for checking in.
So is Courtney.
Courtney's saying
she's
works
working
at a,
today.
Exactly. I work at an awesome place called Autoflex Leasing. Good morning, Courtney.
Hey. All right, we got to take a quick break, but we will be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your hosts David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Sniper John, and me, Sybil. If you do want to get in touch with us, 877-881-1053 is the number here to the studio, or you can fan text us, as always, at 43733. And you could and should call Autoflex. Go say hi to Courtney. David, what are those phone numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 if you're out of the area. And, of course, autoflex.com, where you can do almost anything beside paint your toenails.
That's right.
Yeah.
Also, if you go to autoflex.com, click on our Facebook page and like us. You can follow along with all the stories we talk about, including one about Facebook.
Exactly. GM has unfriended Facebook to the tune of $10 million this last week.
I heard this story.
Yeah, and the timing is sort of bad for Facebook because it occurred right before their initial public offering.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to do an IPO, and a couple of days before that, GM unfriends them for $10 million. They pulled $10 million of advertising off Facebook. Now, they didn't turn their back on Facebook. They're still spending $30 million dollars a year with Facebook. They're still spending that, but they pulled all their online ads off. They said the ads that they were purchasing, they use Facebook for a lot of stuff, but the ads that they were purchasing, they didn't feel like warranted that investment. So anyway, GM unfriends Facebook for $10 million.
I don't think that $30 million goes all to Facebook. I think that goes to employing people to create and manage content on the site.
Well, it goes to a lot of things, but it doesn't go to ads anymore.
Yeah.
That's what they stopped.
So, anyway.
I was surprised they weren't seeing results from Facebook advertising.
Well, that's the big question about it.
Yeah,
everyone. It's all about Facebook anyway, but.
If you ask me, I'll tell you, I don't think advertising on Facebook is effective. I think people use Facebook for personal reasons. Now, if somebody gets a car from us and they go on our Facebook and say nice things about us, I think people read that and that's beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure buying ad space. I mean, I don't look at Facebook to see ads.
I don't look at the little ads over there. When I accidentally click on something, I'm like, dang it.
I know.
I didn't mean to do that.
I'm the same way. I use Google Mail, Gmail, and it's the same kind of thing. I never look at what it's suggesting I go click on. And on Microsoft Word, they have advertisements on the version I have, and I don't ever look at those.
I'm trying to
figure out what advertising really works for me.
Well, you know, here's the thing.
Radio advertising?
Probably so.
Yes. Anyway,
I'll tell you what advertising works. When I need something and I hear about what I need at the exact moment that I need it, that's what it works. I think that otherwise you can't talk me into buying anything I don't need.
I'm definitely with you. 877-881-1053 is the number here. Let's check in with Davis and Keller.
Davis.
Hey, Davis, you're on with David, Tammy, and Sybil.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
I have a situation where I lost a job and had some recent, I guess, credit issues with some late payments on a credit card. Yet I have a young family, three kids, and just wanted a good suggestion for a vehicle. And not only the vehicle, but the process in terms of how to go about getting it.
Okay, Davis. Hey, I'm so glad you called. We have a division called Autoflex 2. That's T-O-O, Autoflex 2, that helps people that are in your exact situation, because there are so many people in that situation right now where jobs were lost. Now you're underemployed, or maybe one of the family members has lost a job, the other one's still working, but the income has not been there, and you got a little behind. Autoflex 2 has a way to help you and get you into a good car at a payment you can afford, and they specialize in working with people that are rebuilding. So if you call either one of our locations and just ask for Autoflex 2, you're going to be met with a guy that's experienced, that knows exactly how to help you, and that can walk you through this really, really quickly, and then get you to the fun part, and that's getting the car.
And I want to say, we'll have a quite a large selection of vehicles to choose from there as well. So giving you direction on, you know, what type of vehicle for your family, it depends on how large your family is. But I do want to say this, I'm amazed at some of the things that they are able to do to help people. We really have got some incredible finance managers that really put some great things together for some people. So how big is your family?
Three young kids.
That's what you said.
Oldest one is 9, the youngest one is 2.
So yeah. You could still maybe be in minivan country, but
I'm the governor. I'm the governor of minivan country.
Are you? Okay. So maybe even a minivan for you. But if budget says let's do a sedan because fuel economy and 5 people will fit in this vehicle, maybe that'll be the direction. They'll be able to walk you through what would fit within your budget the best. And then even if that isn't the perfect car forever, if it helps you get reestablished, if it helps you in the next 12 to 24 months get rolling forward, and then you trade that vehicle for the next one after you've had this good, you know, credit history with the bank. Does that make sense?
It does.
We have counseled many, many people and helped them get on their way, and so they start with Autoflex 2, and then they kind of cruise on in back to great credit again.
Yep.
So we'd love to help you out. Give us a call. And depending where are you calling from?
He's calling from Keller, so you'd be close to the closer, I think, to the Arlington office at 817-234-1234. And if you go online, you can look at the cars at the Arlington location, or you can go online and look at the cars at both locations. I'm certain. I mean, we've got 170 cars in stock right now, I think. We'll have something that will work for you.
And if anybody listening doesn't see what they want online, don't think that we don't have it or couldn't get it, because we're trading for cars and they're selling, and that happens every single day, so it's hard to keep it posted in real time. We might be a day behind. Call us, and we can even tell you what's coming in. So,
all right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Davis.
Thanks, Davis.
I hope that helps a lot of people.
Yeah. I should have told him to take his car seat. That's one of the things we always advise people
exactly.
to do.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, we can tell him now, but he's still listening.
Yeah, if you're still listening, Davis, and your 2-year-old's in a car seat, take that with you, and that way when you're test driving the different cars, you can see what it fits best in and all that.
And how some cars are a lot easier than other cars to attach car seats to, let me tell you. Let me tell you, because I got grandkids, and those car seats, some cars, they shouldn't, I mean, you have to have little bitty long monkey fingers in order to be able to put those seats in some cars. Some cars, they just snap right in. Some cars are impossible.
Of course, I don't think I could remember back that far anyway, but I don't remember that there were car seats when I was a kid. When were they?
No, there weren't.
I don't know.
When I was a kid, there weren't. That's what you always had, a red place in your chest from your mom or your dad slapping you in the chest every time they slowed down.
Car seat, I laid in the package tray in the back. Boy, if my dad hit the brakes, I hit the back of the front seats. It was like, boom.
Uh-huh.
What happened? Well, I had to hit the brakes, kid. Sorry.
And you never see kids in the bed of a truck anymore either.
No.
Yeah, that used to be common.
Which is probably good.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That means there's a lot more kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. They'll survive. Okay. What's next?
Moving on. Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway have disclosed that they bought 10 million shares of General Motors this last month. Spent $256.6 million. By golly. That's probably not going to hurt GM. Interestingly enough, they waited until GM was well into its buyout with the government to become involved. But maybe it's a good time right now. Anyway, either Warren Buffett or someone at Berkshire Hathaway certainly thinks it is for $256 million.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even imagine.
I can't either. It's such an unrealistic figure for my life.
I'm such a bargain shopper.
And I ran onto this online, and this was an interesting thing to me. The story was titled "A Long and Difficult Delivery." Now, what does that make you think of?
Baby birth.
Yeah, well, it wasn't. It was a guy that wrote in and talked about what happened when he went to take delivery of his car. And he said basically that he'd met with a salesman. It was a nice young man. Everything went well with him. And then he met with his manager. And I guess that's probably part of the car buying process that everybody goes through if you do it that way. And then they scheduled the pickup of the car 3 days later. So they were sure that everything could be done and they could just get in and sign papers and get out. Well, he says, after 2¾ hours
of waiting,
they were finally.
That was after he was told he was next in line.
Yeah, that was after he was told he was next in line. 2¾ hours later, then he finally got in to sign papers. Then it took 1.5 hours to get through that process. So they went through the whole shopping process, the whole demo process. They set this deal up in advance so that they could just get in and out. And then they spend another 4 hours.
4¼.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Just trying to sign papers for the car. It's absolutely crazy what you have to go through in some places to buy a car. Because you don't have to do that. I mean,
well,
it's
David,
really simple, easy, and fast.
You said the average is 5.5 hours. At each dealership.
Yeah, 5.5 hours.
So if you wanted to compare, like somebody just texted in Honda Accord or Toyota Camry, they want to know which one we would choose. But let's say you wanted to go to the Honda store today and the Toyota store to test drive. Let's say you wanted to go through the whole process from the very beginning. Look at the car, look at the colors, test drive the car, figure out what trim level, and then go in, have your credit run, go to finance, find out how much the car payments would be. But then you don't want to buy that till you go look at the other brand.
So well, you've wasted 5.5 hours.
And then if you do both of them, you're talking about a 1.5 work days.
Yeah, weekend's gone.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And on the question, Honda Accord and Toyota Camry, the Toyota Camry, it's quieter. The Honda Accord's, there's road noise in the car still, and I didn't really like it. It's a great car. They're both great cars. First of all, let me say, Honda Accord's probably better than 90% of the stuff out there. But the Camry is a little bit better than the Honda Accord right now, simply because of the road noise issue. It's quieter.
Some of that Lexus.
Yeah, it's quieter. Yep.
That is the epic battle, though.
It
Honda
is.
Versus Toyota.
Yeah.
It
and
always has been. Boy, they just nose to nose all the time. I think it's a personal opinion. You need to drive those.
Yeah, I actually did that this last week. I test drove with one of our customers, and that's why I say that, because the Camry was noticeably quieter than the Accord.
Okay.
If only there was a place you could go where you could test drive both of them, one right after the other, without having to wasting 2 days doing
Boy.
It.
Boy.
Hmm. Someplace, Autoflex. Oh, you go to Autoflex.
Oh!
Autoflex, and test drive 2, 3, or 4. How many did that lady test drive?
Okay, she drove the Mazda. We brought over a Toyota. The RAV, she didn't like that one simply because of the tire on the back. So we didn't drive that one, but we got that one. So the Mazda, the Toyota, the Nissan, 2 Nissans, and a Honda. So 5.
Yeah.
5.
And then she figured out what she liked.
But it only took her, I'd say, 2 hours total. And we did it in 2 days. She came one day, drove a few, came the next day, drove a few, picked it out, and she was done.
What did she end up getting?
The Nissan Rogue.
Ah.
The top of the line that had all the bells and whistles on it. And she's thrilled. I love that around view monitor. Even though that's a smaller vehicle, you can't see the ground when you're parking.
Right.
You can't see the lines in the parking space. You can't see those little parking posts.
The ones that crease the side of everyone's car when they hit them because they didn't see them.
Let me tell you. Everybody, all you people whose bumper, I see the little bumper that has a dimple in it in the corner. Y'all need an around view monitor. Or the person who did that to your bumper needs an around view monitor. So it might not be you. It could be the culprit in the parking lot that did it to you. So I'm all about those cameras.
Here's here's somebody online that has been shopping, I can tell. Still have my 07 Monte Carlo. I feel like I'm stuck with it, with a high payment and interest. Credit score in the low fives, and loan versus value ratio is way off.
That happens.
Yeah, he's been out shopping because he's got the lingo down. loan versus value ratio.
People.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. If you are upside down, meaning you owe more on the vehicle than it's worth, like a lot of people in California in their homes, you won't be able to trade out of it without some cash.
Yeah.
That's just the bottom line. If your credit is stellar, then the banks will make these ridiculous over-the-top loans where you owe, they'll advance for you, but then you're exacerbating the issue. So come up with some cash to pull yourself out, or just pay it off,
Exacerbating.
That's a good word, isn't it?
It is a good word, yes.
I learned a new one from one of the guys at work the other day. Concatenate. Put together. To put together. I know.
There
it's
you
good.
Go.
It's good,
so if you're upside down in your Monte Carlo, you might be better off. You could give us a call and let us look at it. You might be better off to sit tight for a little while right now, pay it down a little more. If we can get you out, and there's some cars out there that'll help you get out without spending a lot of money. If we can get you out, we will.
Let me tell you why you should maybe call and make contact with one of our specialists now. And anybody out there listening could do this. Get into our system. And then we can watch for just the right deal, okay? The day that your car will bring top dollar, and then the day that we trade for that vehicle that'll cheat the book, and we that's one of our terms, it'll carry the negative, it has enough room in it that we can absorb your negative equity, then we can call you and say, okay, now's the time. So get into our system so that we can make that call and help you. It's kind of like working with a stockbroker. Now's your time. Now's buy the stock now. Well, now's the time to trade your car.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
We can help you with that.
And again, on the text line, what do you think about the Jeep
Grand
Commander
Cherokee, Jeep Grand Cherokee
Overland Summit? I like it. What do you think about the Ford Edge? I like it.
I like my Ford Edge.
Yeah, you know, they're very different vehicles. You know, Jack Edmonds has got the Overland Summit. I rode in that with him a couple of weeks ago. That's a great vehicle.
I like the Jeep. Well, Jeep Grand Cherokee was the first cool.
Yeah,
you know they.
That was a cool SUV,
and the Cherokee,
yeah.
And then the Grand Cherokee was the new one that came out, and I have never stopped liking that Jeep Grand Cherokee.
But
so.
Just personal taste, I'd probably have to go with the Edge, just because
the MyTouch.
Yeah, it's just got the really cool features. They're both good vehicles again, but I'd have to go with the Edge for
if
me.
If you're going four wheel drive, I'm going to choose Jeep.
Yeah,
because
for sure
they have the four wheel drive system. Come on now. But if you were going to go for technology, I'd say the Ford. But golly, can't go wrong with a Honda. You know, you can't go wrong with a Honda or a Toyota.
That's right. All right, let's check in with Jonathan from Sexy. Jonathan, you're on with David, Tammy, and Sybil.
Yeah, hi. I was just giving you a call. I wanted to thank Tammy. She was talking earlier about a lady who had test drove five different SUVs, small ones, and it was actually my mother who
first
time she bought a car. She's 71 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I recommended that she go to the guys. She's had a great experience.
She was delightful.
She's absolutely thrilled with the Rogue.
Good.
I personally wanted her to get the Mazda. I think it's better looking, but she's really, really happy. But I just wanted to thank you. You guys are great.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank
your
you,
mom
Jonathan.
Was delightful, Jonathan. She's totally delightful, and we were happy to help her.
All right,
thank
guys,
you for calling.
Great.
Thanks. Tell
and
your
listening.
Mom we said hello.
We got in her car. I have to say, we got in there and set up her Bluetooth and everything. And I said, so who do you want to call first? She was calling her daughter. And
aww.
She said, I'm calling you from my car.
Don't tell
so that
Jonathan
fun.
That. He didn't get the
oh,
first
whoops.
Call.
I mean, well, it just happened that we rolled to her phone first.
Poor Jonathan.
All right, we got to take a quick break here, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We are back from the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Sniper John filling in for Waddle, and me, Sybil. 877-881-1053 is our phone number. If you are thinking of getting a new car, but you have a couple questions, now's the time to call.
I'm dizzy.
You can also fan text. Are you dizzy from dancing?
Yes.
Fan text us at 43733 and call Autoflex. They're open today. David, what are the numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, way outside the area, or autoflex.com, no matter where you are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So let's talk a little bit about Hyundais.
Well, Hyundai Elantras are now being looked at by the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration because it seems that a gentleman driving an Elantra was in an accident. The side impact airbag came out and whacked off part of his ear.
Ooh.
Which makes him a lot like Evander Holyfield after the Tyson fight, sort of.
Right?
Anyway, they don't know that it's ever happened before, but they're going to look at it to make sure it doesn't happen again because that's the last thing you want. Is to not only have your car wrecked, but lose part of your ear.
Haven't they started making airbags safer? Remember for a while they would break people's noses and give you road rash on the chin?
They have a staged deployment now, so they don't deploy just instantly. They deploy a little bit and a little bit and a little bit more, so you don't have that terrible impact going But if you've got your hands at 10 and 2, you probably are going to get a bruised up wrist on either side. You're better off to have your hands at 9 and 3 than at 10 and 2. Just saying.
So right before impact.
Right before impact.
Your hands to 9 and 3.
I remember when we talked about that on the show, that the new study had come out to do 9 and 3 instead. And I drove home that day, tried to do it the whole way. And after about 3 minutes, as soon as my mind started wandering, I forgot and I went back to my comfort zone.
You forgot and started texting again.
Maybe. No, but then I ended up doing my one-handed steering, you know, because that's what's comfortable.
Of course we all do. And since we're speaking of not doing things just the right way, I'll just go, you know, I talk about texting. I don't text and drive.
Everyone be quiet. Here it comes.
I just need to go ahead and do my normal cleansing of the soul, and I do talk on the phone while I drive. I just do it. Every day I call my parents, tell them I love them, check in. That's my downtime.
But you do it hands-free.
I do. It's all Bluetooth. I don't hold the phone,
mm-hmm.
so nobody knows I'm doing it. They think I'm talking to myself, probably, but I do talk on the phone, and it is distracted.
I am
distracted when I'm talking to somebody on the phone while I'm driving. I am.
I was talking to my mom via Bluetooth yesterday on my drive home, and I missed my exit. And that's what happens, because your brain is so into the conversation. You're watching your surroundings, but you're not paying attention.
To what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So I didn't take the turn that I normally take, and that's when I realized, okay, I've got to tell everybody. So, you know, before I put my phone in the back seat, and for a week I didn't talk on the phone. It was hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like quitting something, like probably somebody trying to quit cigarettes or booze or something terrible.
I mean,
something really lovely, whatever it is that you like. So there it is. I talk on the phone while I drive.
Do you feel better now?
No, I would like it if I stopped doing it. I'm in the car so little, and I still have to talk on the phone when I'm in there.
It gives you something to do, though. It makes that drive go by faster.
Well, I think that we need to have more interesting talk radio so people will stay off their phones.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what I need to do. I need to make sure I'm listening to 105.3.
There you go.
That's what it is. I'll make sure I'm on 105.3.
And we have a fan texter who says, what has the best resale, the Mustang GT or the Camaro SS? It's going to be really close. It's going to be really close. And you need to, if you're trying to decide between those two cars, they're different. Drive them and you'll know which one you like, because some people like one, some people like the other. They're both great cars. The new Mustang, the one coming out next year, the Shelby GT, it's going to have 662 horsepower. And it comes with launch control.
What?
Launch control. Okay. When in the old days.
This is where we should cue the music, Major Tom.
Yeah. In the old days, you had to really know how to work a clutch to win a drag race, because you could spin out, you wouldn't get traction. Well, launch control is like the expert on how to work a clutch. What it does is it balances the engine and the brakes, the transmission, and it gives you the very fastest, best traction start you can get. And there's a lot of cars with launch control, BMW and Ferrari and Lamborghini. And anyway, the new Mustang, and it needs it with 662 horsepower, will have launch control.
Sounds so high tech.
It is.
So we're building electric cars to save gas, and then we're just burning it up with launch control.
It's a different thing. I don't think anybody, if they're driving a 652 horsepower car, they're probably not worried about the gas mileage.
As long as we cover everything that everybody wants.
You know, GM came out this last week and said that Volt drivers have saved a super tanker full of gasoline so far. Ever since the car has been released, they've sold 13,374 of them at $40,000 a piece. Actually, less than that, because they got $7,500. Everybody that bought one got $7,500 from you and I.
Right. All of us helped them out. Yeah. The rich people needed that tax credit.
They did.
Anyway, car.
It's interesting, though, because they've saved about $8 million in gasoline, all of them together, But
everybody that bought one, they spent
about $535 million more than they would have had to spend if they'd just gone out and got maybe a Chevrolet Cruze Echo, which gets the same gas mileage and is only $20,000. So
not good math.
No, it's not. People sometimes you look at that and you go, are they mathematically challenged?
Well, if the majority of them are out there in California and they get to ride in the HOV lane with one person, I understand those people buying the car. But I don't understand beyond that. Mm-hmm. Somebody texted in that their sister is getting the first car and she loves the new Prius C. Do you think it's a good choice? I think the Prius is a fabulous car, but like we just talked about with this electric car, you're going to pay a little more money for a hybrid vehicle, and it kind of depends on the fuel economy and whether that money is going to budget out. You mm-hmm. know, if money is not a factor, you know, and the fuel economy doesn't weigh in, that was easy for me to say. We can do an analysis for you at AutoFlex. I have a fuel economy chart. Mm-hmm. We put everything in, and we can look at the difference between what you pay for this car and that car and the fuel economy and how many miles per year you drive, and we can
do all the math for you.
We don't want to do the math on the air. It's not interesting. I can't say it. I can't do it. I can't add. Okay.
It's really hard to do math on the air. All right, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be back. We'll answer all your fan texts. On the other side, this is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. AutoFlex Lease,
oh yeah. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David, Tammy, Sniper John, and me, Sybil. Let's get right into it. Got a fan text at 43733. We were talking about the Toyota Prius. Studies say it takes 7 years for a Prius to pay itself off.
It does, and it probably takes maybe a little more than that. I think 7 years is with gasoline at $4 plus a gallon, maybe $4.50. If gasoline is below $4 a gallon, it's going to take 8. If it gets down to, you know, $3 a gallon, it's going to take 10 years.
I have to fill up today. What's the cheapest gas going on right now? Anybody wants to text in where I can get the cheapest gas today?
Buddies,
let me know.
GasBuddies.com.
That's right.
Yep, GasBuddy.com. So anyway, brings me to an interesting point because I was talking to one of our really, really old-time customers this last week. He's driving a hybrid right now, and it's coming up to the end of the lease. And he goes, you know, I've had it 3 years. I haven't put many miles on it. It's got 30,000 miles on it. I was thinking about keeping it for another 3 years. He said, but then I started worrying about, what about the battery warranty? And so he called, and he found out that it would cost $12,000 to put a new battery in it.
Wow.
So now if he keeps it for another 3 years, and then he tries to resell the car, anyone that thinks about buying the car is going to consider the $12,000 battery cost.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that if you're thinking about buying a hybrid or an electric car, you probably should drive it for the warranty period, the standard, like 3 years. 36,000, whatever. But then I wouldn't keep the car a lot longer than that because the resale value is definitely going to be affected by the cost of replacing that battery when it gets close to the end of battery warranty.
The big unknown of this vast, rapidly changing technology is kind of scary. So lease it.
Yeah.
And then you can buy it at the end if you really, really want to. Somebody wanted to know, they asked about that Mustang, whether or not it had a sequential tranny, so I quickly called Chris over at Five Star, and he told me that it'll be a regular manual transmission. It has this launch control to keep you from doing donuts when you're trying to punch it.
Yeah,
when you take off. So,
exactly. That's our good friend Chris Sherman at Five Star Ford.
That's right. I have not had the luxury of driving that car, but I will someday, I hope. Okay.
What is a good resale on a Pontiac G6 Coupe, leather heated seats, 50,000 miles, 2009? Let me tell you. I can't tell you right now because I don't have my computer, but you can find out right now. Go to autoflex.com and click on What's My Car's Worth. What's My Car Worth? You can get a Black Book appraisal right there. You fill in the blanks, and it goes into the Black Book computer system and gives you the same thing that we look at when we appraise your car. So go to autoflex.com. And that's the best way. And that way somebody's just not telling you something blind. Either you get to fill out a lot of information on the condition of the car and the things that we consider or anyone considers when they take a car in trade. Mm-hmm. So go to blackbook.com and through autoflex.com, and there you go.
Of course, the real money, you have to see it in person. That can sway a bid $500, $1,500 sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Courtney's chiming in again. She drives a Prius, and she filled up 2 weeks ago for $35. Rub it in. Good for you.
Right.
Okay.
Another fan texter, considering purchasing an 03 GTI 1.8T.
Turbo.
Okay, thank you. Leather and sunroof, 69,000 miles. What's the average cost and is it reliable?
Again, I would go to autoflex.com and hit the black book. I don't know right off the top of my head. That's an older car.
You could call our office and find out.
Yeah, exactly. You can call the office and find out.
Okay. And real quickly, what's the new Chevy SS, David, that you were talking about?
Well, yeah, in 2014, Chevrolet is going to come with a big block V8 SS rear-wheel drive. It'll be the first one they've put out since 96, actually. And it's a car that's being built in Australia, and they're going to bring it here, and they're going to sell it here. They don't plan on selling a lot of them, but it's going to be a performance car. And if you're a NASCAR fan, it's what you're going to see.
Cool. Yes, but in Australia, yeah. It has quite a name. What's that? It's almost silly. Tell him. What's the name in Australia?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, in Australia, they call it.
It's called a Holden Commodore.
Holden Commodore.
That's the name of it. The Holden Commodore.
What do you drive? A Holden Commodore. Oh, but you have to say it with an Aussie accent, so I can't do that.
Yeah.
Can you?
No. I always end up doing the British when I try to do the Australian.
What's the difference?
It's a little different.
Their words more end with an E. Well, no, that's South Africa. Sounds like there's an E on the end of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I sound Canadian when I get around Canadians. I end everything with a question.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay. J.D. Power released their study on leasing just a couple of days ago, and the lease business is better and better and better. Over 1 in 5 of every car sold is on a lease now. So over 20% of the people lease. And I was looking at some of the ads that you see on television. I started last night while I was watching the playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of these ads, they've got these great cars with these terribly, terribly low payments. But then you've got that TiVo stuff down at the bottom that goes by so fast that if you don't stop it, you can't read it.
Right.
And it's like $19.99 down, $24.99 down,
plus
$36.99 down.
Plus tax on license fees and any other.
Which is another couple of thousand dollars.
Oh, and the dealer needs to participate, and it's 4,000 miles per year, and qualified buyers, et cetera, et cetera. So if you want the real skinny, who do you call?
Autoflex.
Oh, yeah.
Because we'll tell you which cars are really a good value. And the other thing is there's huge money back on cars right now.
Not every car, but a lot of cars.
A lot of cars. And that is not always being advertised. You know, there's a couple of manufacturers that have what they call stair-step bonuses that they give their dealers, and you're able to take advantage of that. And there's thousands of dollars back on some really, really good cars, but you don't see the ads on that. That's money the dealer gets, and whether he passes it along to the buyers or not is up to him.
Right.
A lot of places do, though, so if you're wondering where those best deals are, you could give us a call. We'll be glad to go over whether it's a sedan, an SUV, a CUV, whatever, and we'll tell you where the deals are.
I tell people all the time, we have the low interest rates as well, so if you want to take advantage of a rebate and low financing rates instead of one or the other that the manufacturer might offer, we can do that too. And I just want to shout out to Deneen. She texted in and said, hey, Tammy, I'm ready for my new E350. She was waiting to get some things in order. So I'll let Terry know, Deneen, that
here
you're
we go.
Ready. He was at the TMA. We have a Texas Medical Association convention this past weekend. So I'll tell him and he'll call you on Monday.
If we didn't get to your fan text today, you can call AutoFlex. They're open right now, 817 or 972-234-1234. Coming up next, Chris Arnold live from the Byron Nelson. Thanks to Sniper John for helping us out today. We'll be back here next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Smile from me.